So we're holding by Malachim Beis. We're at Perigimel, Pasach Chaf Aleph. The shir was started as a Schussi Lenishmas, Yecheskel Shraga ben Avram Yehuda. It shall also be a Schussi Lenishmas, Moshe ben Daniel, Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shinaryeh, as well as a Schuss Fafur Shlema, Vachayim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka, Chaim Doi ben Minarachol, and Chanalea Bath Shein Dorachol. It shall also be a Schuss for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we saw previously that the three kings were stranded in the desert without water. They turned to Elisha to daven for them. Elisha seizes upon the opportunity to give Teichacha to Yehoram, the evil king of Israel, but ultimately he says in Nevuah that the area in the desert where they were would be flooded with water, and indeed that's what happens. The whole area that previously was dry becomes flooded with water. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, now the narrative turns to Mayav to tell us about how Mayav was preparing for this battle. So Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'chol Mayav Shamu, Ki Alu Amalachim Li Lachim Bam. All of Moav had heard that the kings, these three kings of Yehuda, Israel, and Edom had come together to battle them. So Vayitzoaku, they mobilized, Mikol Choyger Chagayra V'mayla, anyone who was able, old enough that they were able to put a sword on their belt, that they were able to handle a sword V'mayla, and older. So everyone from a very young age and older, Vayamdu ala gavol, they went to stand at the border, meaning that anyone who was even of the age where they were able to wield a sword, so they mobilized and rushed to the border to defend basically their homeland from the invading armies of Yehuda, Yisrael, and Edom. It wasn't just the normal soldiers, it was basically every able-bodied person, including young children, teenagers, presumably, who were able, and cadets that were in training, but they were able to handle a sword, they were also mobilized. So the army of Mayav now comes out to confront the armies of Yehuda, Yisrael, and Edom on the battlefield. Pasuk of Beis, Vayashkimu Vabaker, they got up early in the morning. Vashemesh Zarcho Alamayim, the water now was shining on the water that Hashem had miraculously delivered to Klal Yisrael, that had flooded that area, the sun was shining on it. Vayiru Mayav Mineged, Es Hamayim Adumim Kadam, from far away from where the Mayavim stood, the water appeared as red as blood. From the shining of the sun, from the reflection of the sun, it looked not like water, it looked like blood. So Rashi explains that the reflection of the morning sun caused the water to have a reddish color, since that desert area had been dry for years. So there was no reason to assume that that was water that they were looking at. They saw the liquid. It had the similar color to blood. So says Rashi, they assumed that it was blood. There was a better chance that what they were looking at was blood than water. Water had not been in that place for years, possibly centuries. And so it did not dawn on them that this was anything other than blood. So Pasuk of Gimel Vayayimru, so the Mayavi army says, Damzeh, this is blood, meaning that what we're looking at, the liquid that we see is blood. What must have happened? Hachrev Nechrevu Amalachim. It must be that the kings turned on each other, they drew their swords, one army against the other, and they had a civil war, Vayaku Esh Esreyehu, and they killed each other. Although they had gathered against us, but they must have had infighting, and they killed each other out, Viata Lishalol Mayav. Now, Mayav, let's go to the spoils, meaning that they were encouraging each other, that there was no army that they were going to have to contend with, and therefore, let's go down and let's take all the loot that they brought with us. This is going to be the easiest victory in history. So the Radak explains that the redness that covered the earth must be the blood of these fallen soldiers and Edomi soldiers that they were looking at. And this is not a crazy assumption for them to make, because although Yehoshaphat and Yehoram were relatives, but for many, many years there was animosity and even war between the kingdoms of Yehuda and the kingdoms of Yisrael. So therefore, it wasn't impossible that the armies had turned on each other. And as for Edom, Edom was a subservient state to Yehuda. It's possible that they saw an opportunity to rebel, to gain their independence, and avenge themselves against their enemies. And so it's possible that Edom either started it or joined in when they saw what was going on, and all three armies had this violent falling out, and they're all dead. So we can just walk in there and take their stuff without having to contend with any sort of resistance. And obviously, this was the nes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Mayav should go into a trap where they would be caught by surprise, and in that way, instead of Mayav having an easy victory, it would be an easy victory for Klal Yisrael. So Pasuk Chaf Dalet Vayavayu El Machane Yisrael. So the armies of Mayav enter the camp of Yisrael. Vayakumu Yisrael, Yisrael gets up. Remember, it's early in the morning. So Yisrael now gets up and they see that the army of Moav is coming towards them. They were surprised, but they had the upper hand because the Moavi army, says the Radak, was so confident that the army had defeated itself, meaning their enemies are dead, that they didn't even come in military formation to fight, and they left most of their weapons behind. So even though initially the Jews were caught by surprise, but they had the upper hand, they had their weapons with them, they immediately mobilized and were able to easily defeat Moav. So again, back in the Pasuk of Dalet, Vayavayu al Machne Yisrael, so the Moavi army, assuming that they are a conquering army, enters the camp of Yisrael. Vayakumu Yisrael gets up, Vayaku es Moav, they struck Moav, Vayanusu Mipneim, so the Moavi army now flees from in front of them, and then again, Vayaku ba Vayahakos es Moav, and they struck them repeatedly, hitting Moav, striking them down. What is this double lashon of Vayaku and then again Vayaku? So the Ralbag says that it says twice. First, they defeated them on the battlefield. They dealt them a heavy blow. And then they pursued them and they killed again in the cities, meaning in the Moavi cities. They followed them there. They chased after them and killed more soldiers and more of the people there. And the Ralbag points out that this is hinted at in the Pasuk. There's a Kriyan Aksiv on the word Vayaku, the second Vayaku. It's written Vav Yud Beis Vav, almost like Vayavai, that they came. And the Rabbak says that the Pasuk is telling you, Vayaku, that they hit Moav, meaning Vayavai, those who came into the camp of Yisrael, they were hit. It's not the entire army came. So the rest of the army that did not come fled back to Moav, and they were smitten back in Moav as well.